if I came on time, people would be too shocked. Let's see here. There's Aleph. There's some Tezvot. Okay. Come back with another, at least some of the intervening Mishnahs. Shama Ome Aseh Toras HaKeva Emor Ma'ad Vaseh Haveh Vahaveh Mikabel Eskola Odva Vaseh Upan Mechus. What Seva Panam Yefos? Pusha Yisa Viten and Habrios Benachas, Ubedvarim Arevim Ubetsui. Pusha should be gentle in his interactions. Raman quotes it in Chazdeus as well. Perek Beis, Halachat Zayin. Take a look at this. Perek Beis, Halachat Zayin. The Ye'odah Bal Schok V'Pasel. Pasel. Lo Otzei V'Onein El Sameach. Kachamu Chachamim Tzchak V'Kalas Rosh Maragilim L'Ervo. V'tzivu Shalai Yehei Odom Poritz V'Tzchak V'lo Otze V'Mizabel El M'Kavos Kal Odom V'Sei V'Panim Yechol. So a person should be B'Simcha, not frivolous, lightheaded. But on the other hand, he shouldn't be morose. It should be Samech. Now, in our parak, what we have again, having Mekavos Kal Odom B'Sei V'Panim Yechos, later in Parak Gimel, Mishnah Yud Beis, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Havi Kal L'Rosh, V'Noach V'Tishchavos, Havi Mekavos Kal Odom B'Simcha. Gimel Yud Beis. So when the Rambam, in Deyas, given that the Rambam said earlier a person shouldn't be a Baal Schok, he shouldn't be Otze V'on in El Sameach, so why didn't he quote the Mishnah from Parag Gimel? Why not say that having Kabbalah Kol Odom is Simcha? Why does he opt for our Mishnah and not the Mishnah in Parag Gimel? And for that matter, the question is, what's the difference between the two Mishnahs? It's just that, I don't know, the Tanoim used to be Mezareis on the same Midas of the Mishnah's quote, and it's just Shinui L'Shamas. So in Halacha Zayin here, again, if you have, take a look at it, it'll say Beis Zayin. Lo Yeh Odom Bal Schok V'Hasel. Lo otze v'onen ela sameach. Kachom u'chacham imsav kalatosh magil la'erva. V'tziva shal yehe odam poritz v'schod, lo otze v'misabel, el mekavos chalav imsev panam yafos. So that repeats himself, no? Lo yeh odam bal schod. Then he starts all over again. V'tziva shal yehe odam poritz v'schod. Lo otze v'onen, lo otze v'misabel. Okay, I mean, it's these are holy words, I guess they'd be repeating, but then, you know, Mishnah Torah could be twice as big. So what's Pshat? So the Chor as follows. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin referring to Haruge Bezdin, the relatives of Haruge Bezdin, so the Mishnah Menvav, Amid Aleph going over to Amid Vez, says, Veloha Yimisablin, that the Krovim of Haruge Bezdin don't observe Avelis, Aval Oninin. But they are Oninin, She'en Aninus Alabalev. So the Lashon Onin refers to an inner state. It doesn't refer to nihugim. It doesn't refer to behavior. It doesn't refer to practical expressions. It refers to an inner state. She'en aninus ala zalim. And this is being contrasted with lo hayim asavlim. Oh, so it's like this. Look again here in Halakha Zayin. So the first time around, the Rambam says when he's dismissing one extreme, he says, lo otsev va'onin. The second time when, seemingly, he's repeating himself, he changes it to not lo otsev va'onin, but lo otsev u'masavah. So it was like this. The first time, the Rambam is talking about what the Midah Beinon is in terms of a person's inner state. Simcha is v'ra'acha v'samach v'libah. Simcha refers to a person's, it's descriptive of a person's inner state. So the Rambam begins, lo yeh adam bal schog v'hasa lo otzev v'onein. Otzev can have either, the semantics of otzev are such that they can refer to a mood, to an inner state, or they can, to a countenance, to vibes that a person gives off. El Sameach. So here the Rambam is talking about what a person's, again, inner state is supposed to be, what the person should be internally. Says the Rambam, V'tzivu shalo yehe odom porutz b'schok as opposed to baal schok. What's the difference? Baal schok refers to the person, and porutz b'schok refers to the behavior. V'lo otzev, he's talking about the behavior, so he changes onein, she'en anin asal v'lev, the mission says, he changes onein to Avel. Avelis consists of Nihuge Avelis. Below Otsev Umis Avel, Ella So there are two Mishnayos. One says Ken Kavaskola Odom Besimcha, the other says Besev Panam Yafos. But Simcha means Simcha, again, especially here in the way the Rambam is using it, Simcha means something which is, again, internal. In the Sefer now, of Halacha Zayin, right? The second Bava here in Halacha Zayin, the Rambam is no longer talking about the person's inner state. He's talking about the conduct, about the behavior. So he says, not having become kavus kol adam simcha, but having become kavus kol adam b'sev upon him yachas. The Rambam takes, again, it's Lashon Mikra, which the Rambam adopts when he talks about mitzvah simcha. Again, it's not his coinage, it's Lashon Mikra, but in Perek Vav Alachi Yud Zayin, in Hilchos Yom Tov, Vav Yud Zayin. Shevet Simei HaPesach U'Shmona Simei HaChag Im Sh'o Yomim Tovim Kulam Asurim DeHesped V'Tanyas V'Chayev Odom Liyaz V'Hen Sameach V'Tov Lev. So has that double phrase, right? He defines Mitzvah Simcha as Sameach V'Tov Lev. Again, you have it beginning in the Chumash, Tachas Hashalav, Vat Hashem Lekecha, the simple to Vlaiva, and then you have it in Navi also. But I think in Malachim, by the Chanugas Beis HaMikdash, that everyone goes back, Lo Aleihem, Smeichem, the Tove Lei, the Shuvei Lei, I don't know how it goes. But you have, it's a phrase from Tanakh that the Rambam uses to define mitzvah simcha. But what is each part of the phrase connote? So the pashas is that, again, as you see here in Hilchos Deos, that the Rambam uses simcha as the psukim do. Again, it's not in the Chumash. You have like this elsewhere in Tanakh also, that simcha is balev. But veracha v'samach belibo, v'satra simcha belivi me'es v'gonam v'sirosham rabu. David Mel said that, I just made that up, but something along those lines. David Mel said something along those lines. Again, it's Masanta Simcha Velibi. Simcha is Balev. So the Rambam is saying that Mitzvah Simcha's Yom Tov consists of those two elements, the two components. It's supposed to be an inner experience, an internal state of being. But it's also supposed to express itself in the nihugim. Tov is something outward, external. So that's what the two Mishnayos are, and that's why the Rambam Hayos that he's quoting the Mishnah in the part of the halacha which is dealing with hanhoga. Rather than inner daya, so he quotes our Mishnah of the Vesev Panam Yafim.
I don't know if this is directly has to do with the Rambam, but does the Rambam, would the Rambam say that there is that if you don't feel happiness inside, that you should put on like you should be fake on the outside, like be like, fake happy on the outside?
No, but you should eat just meat. I don't know if you have to, paste like that, but a sickle flesh and a little bit of wine, yes.
If the Rambam tells us that a person shouldn't be a Valsatov, or you shouldn't be sad internally, does he need to tell us that you shouldn't be sad externally?
So maybe, I don't know, maybe a person could have thought like this. I mean, they're not repetitious in the following sense. Let's say a person is not a balsa. Not a balsa. And the question is, I don't know, there's some kind of reunion with people who have sort of gone a different path in life. You're supposed to be moving my beers, but that reunion is going to be a reunion where everyone's going to be stuck. So even as a one-time thing, you know, the person is not supposed to be doing that. So they're not as a one-time thing. There's really no such thing as a one-time thing because everything a person does, you know, leaves an imprint on him. But you know, even as a kaviyoko one and done, the person shouldn't do it.
And even for atzos?
If it's not warranted, if it's not, when a person is avela, so he's supposed to be sad. And there are times when on Tisha B'Av a person is supposed to be sad. But if a person is not supposed to be sad, then he should be doing his best not to be sad. He should be doing his best to neither inwardly be sad nor be, again, there are situations which require that a person, if he's going through a mitzvah nicham event, the person doesn't go in and wish them fixing. But if the situation doesn't warrant it, then, yeah.
I think
there
have already
answered
the kasha right away at the Mishnah,
because for whatever reason he's not interested in quoting the Mishnah in the first half of the halakha, he's only quoting the Mishnah in the second half of the halakha. Have you pointed? See, again, what we distinguish when we ask the question, so you read it as one halakha, And then we said, no, it's not one halacha just with chazara, with reinforcement. There's two different points. So now that we see that there's two different points, so then Hevi Mekabel's Kol HaOdam is not coming on the heels of El Sameach. It's coming on the heels of what your hanhoga is. So what your hanhoga is, in terms of greeting people, so the Mishnah that describes your hanhoga is B'Seir Pong Yampo.
As opposed to the Mishnah in Parakimov, which describes greeting people with the simple.
Right, which again, certainly in context of the way the Rambam is using Simcha here, wouldn't be saying what he wants to say in the second book. I don't know if there's a one word definition that there's a. A positiveness, a serenity. Appreciation of the bracha of life of Torah, that sort of and that being in touch with all that gives a certain equilibrium that. And it helps us keep other things in perspective. Okay, so I can't find my car keys. It is what it is. That general. But clearly, as you see in that Mishnah Sanhedrin, you mentioned also, when used in juxtaposition to Aninus and in contradistinction to Aninus, Hegos that Avelus also includes Nehugia Avelus. So then that put me, I think the Rashi has. By the lashanas for the different type of warts or something that a person can have. That if this word is used next to that word, it means one thing. If it's used next to that word, it means a different thing. So clearly, when you're distinguishing, as the Mishnah Sanhedrin does, and the Rambam, there's no question, he's using the lashanas, so I'll be that Mishnah Sanhedrin. When you're using the lashanas velus in juxtaposition and contrast to Aninus, so Hayos that ain't Aninus out of the life, so then what you're using as Velas to mean is Nehuga.
What's the Havbi to not be happy? What are we trying to teach us here?
That's a good question. there's a profound insight into human psychology from the Gaon. The Gaon says like this: the Gaon Brachos in the first parak juxtaposes two psukim, both from Shlomo Melech. One is Motze Isha Motze Tov, another is Motze Ani Ma'ami Moritz Isha. So the Gemara says that in Eretz Yisrael, after Shevet Brachos, I think, that they would ask the Chosan, Motza or Motza. Meaning it's not a contradiction to the Tzitzukim. It depends upon the character and caliber of the Isha. But that, you know, the right wife is Motzah Tov, and the wrong wife is Mammy Bones. So I can't do that anymore. But the Gaon says, but there's something else that they get. So again, you know, the Pesukim are referring to different types of women, different types of wives. So the Gaon says, but the Gemara doesn't comment on something else. The first passing is in the past tense, and the second passing is in the present tense. But why that? Motza Isha Motza Tov in the past tense. And the Mammy Mavis is the Isha Zumotze in the present tense. So it says the Gaon like this, profound insight into human psychology. The Gaon says, when bracha comes into our life, so b'shaito, we recognize it. And then, very soon thereafter, we take it for granted. So, if the Isha whom one marries is one about whom the pasuk would be quoted, but the way a person relates to it as, what's Isha, what's the top? Yeah. So many years ago, 5, 10, 20, 30, however many years ago it was, yeah. But he doesn't live with a sense of bracha. Why? Because a person takes things for granted. We take we take bracha for granted. Again, when we first receive it, so in a chanami, there's an excitement, there's an appreciation, and you know, when you get engaged, it's exciting. 5 years later, there's too much soup, too much salt on the soup. So maybe there's too much, could be there's too much salt. You're talking about this, but. So the Gaon says, Masha and Cain, when something negative comes into our life, so we never take that for granted. We're always bristling, we're always annoyed, we're always frustrated, we're always upset about it. So that's why that's in the present. It's a Gaon Gavot. Gaon doesn't mean that it's a Gzeres HaKasav that a person has to be that way. It means that the Pesukim is saying that if we're not mindful of it, that we'll slip into that that modus vivendi. Not that that's a fate that can't be avoided. It's something that we're susceptible to. So if a person is not, so a person cannot be besimcha also. Cannot be besimcha. A person takes the bracha of being alive for granted. Okay, so then I'm not earning as much money as I want to earn. I just got a parking ticket. But I can only be all upset about that if I take all the bracha for granted. If a person takes the bracha of Shabbat Avonu for granted, so then a person can easily end up not at the simple. There are plenty of annoying things in life. It takes 10 seconds for your computer to start. 35 seconds. I'm very annoying nowadays. Okay, but we still have a little perspective on it, then we can deal with it. Okay, we'll start.